Are you ready to step up your game in life? Then you're in the right place. This Kick-Ass Strong podcast is for you. I am your host, Marvi Cheddar Grossman. More than a decade ago, I began a journey that changed my life in such a powerful way that it became evident that I needed to pass that information and wisdom on to others. As a result, a ripple effect would be created in families, work environments, communities around the world. We all have those special friends, the ones that are actually family without the shared DNA. The people you immediately want to call if anything goes wrong. And whether it's 3 p.m. or 3 a.m., they will just answer the call with a, "Hey, are you okay?" They are the people who celebrate any good news you may have and are more excited about it than you are. They are the ones that come into your home, take off their shoes, and curl up on the couch to chat. These are the people. You don't need to host them because they know where everything is in the kitchen and will just walk in and make themselves at home. These are the friends whose hearts break when yours does. They weep when you weep. They smile when you smile. They laugh hysterically when you fall over, and when they are helping you up, you both end up in a heap on the floor laughing. These are your people, your forever people, the people you can't imagine life without, the people you thank God for every single day. Your People by Zoe Clark Cotis. People come into our lives for a reason, a season, or a lifetime. When you take a pause and you ask why, it is in that time you will find the lesson. Since 2020 and the COVID pandemic, so many relationships have changed. I know mine have. They've changed because the ability to get together has been prohibited or limited. Political viewpoints have become heated discussions. Diversity has become a dirty word. Our country is divided on so many fronts, and our primary relationships are becoming more and more strained. Yet these relationships, these friendships, are vital to each one of us. We need to hold them tight, to honor them, to nourish them. Each one of these are a gift. 2 weeks ago, during my morning devotions, I was inspired to honor those special friendships in my life and to encourage you to do the same. Check out the Kick-Ass Strong page on Facebook and Instagram to read about the beautiful people I have been honored to have in my life. So let's begin talking about what is a friend. First of all, there is a vast difference between someone who is a good friend and an acquaintance. Using an analogy, if our lives were houses, acquaintances are the people who sit on the front porch and have a glass of lemonade with us until if and when we feel comfortable to invite them into the living room. True friends, on the other hand, have seen the most intimate parts of us, like the bathrooms, the kitchen, and even the bedrooms. They truly know us, inside and out. A best friend is that individual that we have the all-consuming closeness with, a close connection that we actually choose. Best friends are a critical part of our social network. Research shows that 98% of women have a best friend compared to 85% of men. And when it comes to finding that best friend, research suggests that we gravitate to people like us. The old truism that birds of a feather flock together is true. That likeness was even more important in close female friendships, especially with personality traits including dependability, kindness, mutual support, and a sense of humor. Now, I realize there are no shortcuts to friendship or any relationship. What I didn't realize is quantifying the number of hours it takes to consider someone a friend or a best friend. In 2018, a study at the University of Kansas quantified that exact thing. That study found that it takes more than 200 hours of time together before you consider someone your best friend. As a working professional woman, I found that staggering. If you work 40 to 50 hours a week, serve on 1 to 2 committees or boards, have a family, where are you going to find an additional 200 hours? Granted, that's not in 1 week. That's not even in a year. But where are you going to find those 200 hours? No wonder that is one of the top challenges of working professional women. And yet the benefits of having a best friend are truly amazing. Our bodies have evolved to value these bonds. When we have frank, open conversations with our best friend, it activates our body's reward circuits. The love hormone, oxytocin, is released. This response encourages us to have similar interactions over and over, so that we get the same positive effect. With best friends, even after spending time apart, it's easy to fast track back to the closeness with your best friends, avoiding all the small talk that you typically would have with others not so close to you. There's an element of trust with best friends that allows you to be honest without being judged or misunderstood. Those relationships are also balanced in terms of give and take over time. One person isn't consistently on the giving or taking end. Best friends can be their real selves with one another. The emotional intimacy created in a best friend relationship creates a tight bond, which generally places this relationship on a totally different level to other friendships. We would not have evolved to encourage and prioritize closeness in this way if these friendships weren't critical for survival. Friendships help us find purpose and meaning in life. They help us stay healthy and live longer. In all honesty, we were not created to live alone. Do friendships change over a lifetime? Absolutely, they do. A depends upon what chapter we're in. We have friends when we are in high school, different friends in college, different friends when we are just married, when we have children, a new career, possibly when we move. Maybe our marital status changes for one reason or another. Maybe we are retired and then our friends change. But friendships do change for a season, for a reason. Yet to see that having a best friend is always a positive thing would be to oversimplify it. Quite frankly, having a best friend can be very complicated and can be a setup for a lot of potential hurt. Especially for women, our yearning for one best friend is imprinted, particularly on girls, by the way we are brought up. We're taught about best friends forever from a young age, and we soon learn that to be feminine is to have close friends. If you remember when you were young, as a young girl, there were the interlocking heart necklaces. There were the friendship rings, the friendship bracelets. For girls, relationships were a marker of success. And so having a best friend was an endorsement of your own popularity. There was an external validation at play in that rush of being picked by someone else as their best friend. That potential for hurt could materialize when we placed an unrealistic ideal on friendships, expecting them to be at our beck and call, day or night. Just like the women we grew up watching on Friends or Sex in the City, when our heightened expectations aren't met, feelings of resentment or even betrayal might start to emerge. And what if we don't have a clearly defined bestie? It can make people feel like a failure if they don't achieve that. Too often, women idealize the concept of a best friend as a perfect relationship. But that's rarely the case. One person cannot fill the shoes of all things needed. Just as everyone will have a different vision of what makes a best friend, it's a concept that people subscribe to in different ways, placing more or less value on the ideal. The best friend can be a limiting term because it assumes that one person can fulfill all of those roles. Being a friend really boils down to mutual respect, compromise, compassion, empathy, being positive, and reciprocity. Which brings me to the final point. Your inner circle. When I talk about this with my clients in a coaching session, many people are unaware of who they actually have in their inner circle. So I rephrase it and I say, who do you hang out with the most? Who are those five people that you typically hang with during the week and the weekend? Do you hang with them intentionally, or does it just happen? It's important to consider the five people who are in your inner circle, because they are going to deeply and profoundly influence you. An important point about your inner circle is that individuals outside of that circle are going to make snap judgments of you based on your inner circle. Now, that doesn't mean you need to choose your inner circle based on popular, high-profile contacts, because their popularity and their shine will rub off on you. It means seeking out and nurturing relationships with good, smart people who can help you to be a bigger, better version of yourself with all the components of a good friend. In other words, you need to be ruthlessly selective, because everyone in your core group also has an inner circle, which ultimately you will be connected to. And those people will also have an inner circle, and so on. It's an accepted fact in the business world that the best way to improve on a skill is to practice with someone who's better than you are. For example, if you want to play tennis and be good at it, play with someone who's better in tennis. If you want to be good at yoga, practice with someone who's better than you in yoga. Yes, you will have to work harder, think faster, learn more fundamentals. You'll sweat to have sore muscles, but after a while, your skills will improve, and eventually, you might even be good enough to teach someone else a thing or two. But this idea of playing with someone better than you translates to your personal success. And that's why it's important to surround yourself with people who are winners. Life is hard enough. We don't always win, and there will always be obstacles and naysayers along your path to success. And during those times, nothing feels better than having someone you can share your fears and doubts with. Friends and mentors that not only listen, but that cheer you on to be the best you can be. They give you energy and help propel you forward. Find and focus on relationships with those who can share their wins and positive vibes and help you realize that you can do the same. Life is too short for negativity. Many, many entrepreneurs and business people aspire to be the smartest person in the room on every topic. Honestly, they just want the attention. But if you are always the smartest person, you are actually limiting yourself. Jim Rohn once said, "You're the average of the five people you spend most of your time with." It's common for us to underestimate the importance of the company we keep. We need people, whether it's teachers, mentors, family, trusted friends, who challenge us and push us to be better. The right circle of influence raises the bar, helping us to set new, loftier expectations of ourselves. Oftentimes, we don't know what we are capable of until we see others achieve it. So how do we nourish these friendships? Simply put, more time and energy. Pay attention and prioritize spending time with them. It's easy to put friendships last, to not dedicate the time. I regularly plan to get together with my close friends if possible. If not possible because of distance, I drop a text or make a phone call. I make an effort to make a plan, and then I make an effort to show up. Showing up is a critical piece of friendship in every sense. Take a look an honest look at your own behaviors and see if you need to raise your friendship quotient. Where do you start? By being your own best friend, by doing the work and being good with who you are. One of the things I've learned along the way is I can't look to anyone else to make me whole. That has to start with me and end with me. A friend can come alongside me for support, to teach me things, to love on me, but they cannot make me whole. The older I get, the more I realize the value of privacy, of cultivating your circle, and only letting certain people in. You can be open, honest, and real, while still understanding not everyone deserves a seat at the table of your life. I encourage you to look at your inner circle, to look at your friends, to look at your friendship traits, to invest in your friendships. Don't let them slide. Invest in them. They're worth it, and you are worth it. Your friends are there for a reason. They may be there just for a season. Cherish them, honor them, and love on them. Thank you for stopping by today. If you have any questions, any comments, or would like more information as to how to work with me, please check out the links below. And remember to follow me on Facebook and Instagram. Above all, have a kick-ass day.